Today's daf is daf Samach Aleph. We're holding on the last line of Amud Beis. Yesterday we saw that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai looked into the sugya of Benot Midyan, and he taught us halachas about the Gioret Kutmi Bat Shalosh Shanim, based on the story of Benot Midyan, where the Torah is mechaleket between those who were uyot liyibayel and those who are not. So he was matir Gioret Kutmi Bat Shalosh Shanim for a coin. We saw yesterday that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi seem to agree with this psak, and yet Rabbi Nachum Bar Yitzchak paskin against it. Today we have another maimer of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which is also based on Benot Midyan, which is why we bring it over here. The truth is, it's a little strange because either of these things are brought here, since they would have been better brought in the sugya of any kohen. Is that no good? This was a sugya of kohen gadol. So in Afinami, some say the reason why we bring the first maimer of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is to tell me that he's being martyred even the kohen gadol. That's the point. Otherwise, we might have thought he meant only for kohen hadyot. But in any event, today, Rabbi, maybe you could close the door. Today, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai adds another diet. Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim Einam Metamim Ba'oil. We're going to see that this is very nogea, the din of Midian, which is why we bring it in over here. He's medayik first, since it says Adam ki amud ba'oil. So the whole din of oil is said about an Adam. Ovdei kochavim are not metame ba'oil, because they're not considered to be Adam. Shenemar va'ten soni tzon mar'iti Adam atem. So what does it mean when HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Yisrael Adam atem? You specifically are Adam, mashman, only you are Adam. So atem kruyim Adam, ve'en ovdei kochavim kruyim Adam. They are called other names, but not Adam. So it's a very nice pshat, chasidisha, that all of the, there's many words for people. And they're all, it's all possible to say them in Lashon Rabbi. You say anashim, gvarim, so on. Adam, you can't say Adamim. Because what's unique about Yisrael is that they constitute a single entity, which is not true by Yom HaSoyimon. So therefore, we can't call them Adam as if it's a singularity. So therefore, it's not included in the posik of Adam ki amut bo'el, meitzeh. V'nefesh Adam, shisha asar elef. It says beferish, in the very same psuk we were just darshaning in the story of Benot Midyan. So in the Mechemet Midyan, this week's parsha, they went out and they list exactly what was taken in the Shevi, and it says humans, Nefesh Adam, referring to the women that were not Nivalot, were not Ruyot Yibael, there were 16,000. So we call them Adam. Yes, of course we call them Adam, because that's in contrast to Behemah over there. I mean, at least all of the Behemah. So in terms of the contrast to the Behemah, it says Adam. But Stam, to find the word Adam on its own used as a reference to Umot HaOlam, we wouldn't have used it. So that's Mishum Behemah. Now what about the Asher Yesh Baharvei Mishtem Srei Ribu Adam Asher Liyada Ben Yimino Lismolo of Minvei? So why over there? Does it say Adam? It's not referring to Jewish population. Because there also it says Behemah. It says Ubehemah Rabbah. So Mishum Behemah. It says Adam. The contrast.
Why wouldn't they use Anashim or something else like that? What
is because Adam and Behemah are the name of species. So it's Mishum Behemah. Kol horeg nefesh v'chol nogea b'chalal titchatol. I don't understand. It says beferish. Right there, in the story of Milchemet Midyan, anybody who killed a nefesh requires now titchato with the Pora Aduma. So I thought you said that they're not included in the dinim of Tumas Meis. So why would the... I mean, the Parsha itself is saying that all of the dinim of Tumat Meis apply to one of the Bnei Midyan that was killed. So if a Jewish soldier touched or used his sword to kill a nefesh of Midian, so he would need a paraduma. You see that there is a din. Well, maybe dima yikil chad mi Yisrael. Maybe that means that someone from Yisrael became was killed. That's the pshat. So that's what it's referring to. They touched a halal. Maybe that's what it means. What do you mean? It can't mean that Rabbanan lo nifkad mimenu ish. It says nobody was killed. When they came back, they said it's a miracle. Not one of us was touched. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel Yochai, he says lo nifkad mimenu ish doesn't mean none of us was killed. It means la'avera. None of us failed in our moral duty to fight Benot Midian, fight against what was done to us through Benot Midian, by actually succumbing to his Yetzer Hara with all of these women. Ravina Amar? Ravina says, but the whole Kasha isn't even, doesn't begin. All Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said was that Ovdei Kochavi Yomim Matame Ba'ohel. He doesn't say anything about the not being Matame. That's because it says Adam Ki Amud Ba'ohel. So, the din that you're asking from is called Horeg Nefesh, which is a din of Maga, through a sword. L'chol Nogia Bechalal. That, of course, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is mode as true about Goyim as well. So over there, the only place, the Hidim Yatinu Kormi Tumir Ba'ola, despite the fact that Torah was Mamayit the Akum from being Metamin and all, Tachtiv Adam Kiamud Ba'ol, where would we see that Mimaga or from Masa, Mimi Yatinu Kro? There's no reason to believe that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was referring not to, in general, that there's no din of Tumat Meit. That he never said. And therefore, the Kasha doesn't even start. The Kasha wasn't from Tumat Oh, the Kasha was from Tumat Maga. Tosfos asked some very interesting questions over here. First of all, it's some cute questions. What do we need the Ma'arat HaMachpelah? It says they made a siman in the Ma'arat HaMachpelah. Remember, the Gemara was going around measuring where you have to set it with Tameh, above the area of the Ma'arat. Because the din of Tumat Meit was only Mechudash afterwards, and the Adam Ki Amud Ba'ol. So even Adam himself wouldn't be Adam Ki Amud Ba'ol, according to that. Okay, I mean, he brings that in Achinami, in Nozir, we have a special pasuk to be Marba Lifnei Adibur. But over there it's only Lamaga, not Ba'ol. This is an interesting question. There's another beautiful question about this, the Diak of Adam. There's the whole famous mimer of Rabbi Meir, which a Godol, an Akum, Zesek Betura, Yeser, Mian Amoretz, who's a Jew, right? So even a Kohen Amoretz. So even a Kohen Godol. So over here it says an Akum. What's the Raya? Because it says Ha'adam, right? It doesn't say Asher Yaseh Otam Ha'adam. It doesn't say Asher Yaseh Otam Kohanim Levi'im Yisraelim. It says Asher Yaseh Otam Ha'adam. But over here that we're derishat Adam is Kohanim Levi'im Yisraelim. So according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, what is the deal? Somewhere, Ne'achinami, it's Machlokas. But the Rabbi Natan says there's a difference between Adam and Ha'adam. In other words, you're talking about Ha'adam. It's talking about the state of humanity. You're talking about Adam. That's something else that's talking about there. There it should refer to Kohanim Levi'im Yisraelim. If it says Adam, so means Davka Adam. There's another text that he brings that Adam is used instead of Kohanim Levi'im Yisraelim in a place where it's Nogeya in Yonim of Puranut. But where it's not Nogeya, we don't want to mention Yisrael. But where it's not Nogeya Puranut, so we have Yonami. There it's not true. How about Va'aretz Natan Livnei Adam? So Va'aretz Natan Livnei Adam, we dash from over there that there's a kinyan for Avdei Kochavim. It says Livnei Adam, which includes even Avdei Kochavim. But according to this, it includes only Jews, right? So again, the chat over there is Bnei Adam, in the context of the Pasuk, to the children of Adam Arishon, Livnei Adam. Va'aretz, referring to the time of the Briyas. So over there, obviously, it doesn't mean that. Many asked from other psukim, the Farshim asked from other psukim. It's interesting that there's an awful lot of material that's off the page.
Those Rishonim who hold that a goy, those Rishonim who hold that a goy is you know, the opposite of Gemara in the Gemara, the Muslims kind of hear is that a goy is not matam nevel, but our goy, the Arishonim hold that goy is matam nevel.
Tosfos here.
What did they do with this Gemara? That's my question.
Tosfos here says that we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon, because there's another Mishnah that where Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says not like that, and we paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in the Mishnah. However, the Rambam does paskin, so it's a major machlokas Rishonim, machlokas paskin, whether we paskin like this, whether give that Kibra Yaakov or not Matami. Yes, the Arabs attempt to, they paskin like the other man. We know the story about the guy who doesn't hold the air.
Well, right over
you know, a famous story was going around. The guy in Lakewood was learning with his kavusa for many years. Finally, his kavusa told him, "Look, you know, I got to tell you the truth. I'm not really, not really Jewish." And he decided to go back. So, what do you mean? So, how are you learning Torah all these years? And how are you learning? And how are you keeping Shabbos? And then, okay, Torah is saying, but we made your Shabbos going that was Shabbos. It's Chayav Nisa. He says, no, I always walk around with my handkerchief on Shabbos. Nobody would know. He says, but there's an Erev. I don't hold an Erev. That's like a classic. Okay, Zark.
Zukta Heideke Mishnah.
Yireset Almanah. Continuing now the story of the Kohen Gadol and his Yisra Almanah. So suppose it was a Kohen Hedyot. And he goes and he gives kedushin to an almanah. We actually mentioned this mission earlier. And then he's appointed to be the Kohen Gadol. He can continue and he can take her since he already did the kedushin behet. And actually, it was a maaseh. Yeshua ben Gamla shekidei shet Marta bat baitas. Yeshua ben Gamla was a Kohen Gadol, and he went ahead and he gave kedushin to the famous rich woman Marta bat baitas. And we know Amalek was going Gadol. So the king appointed him after the Kiddushin, appointed Yoshua ben Gamla to be Kohen Gadol. And he went ahead and he was Kansak. He went and he finished, took it to the Chuppah. A Shomeret Yavam Shenefla Kohen Hedyot. On the other hand, if she's a Shomeret Yavam, and then she falls to Kohen Hedyot, who then becomes the Kohen Gadol before he has a chance to do Yibum, Yitmana Liot Kohen Gadol. Over there, Afa Pisha Saba Mamar, and you would think that that's the same as an Arusa, and it would be mutter for him to be Kunsa. Arez Eloyek. Moshe does not have a right to be Kunis. Tana Rabbana. Minayin Shein Yireis Et Almanav and Etmanav Yod Kohen Gadol Shichnas. Where do we know that it's mutter for the Kohen Gadol to take an Almana if she had already been his wife as a Kiddushin, as an Arusa before? Talmud Lomar Yikach Isha. It's right, Yikach Isha. Tulav Amav Yikach Isha is the pshat that he should take her as a wife. But here she had a din already, Veneshatish beforehand. So she already was Yikach Isha, which means that the time that's Koveya, the Yisr, is the time of the Erisin. But if she's already Erisin, so now he's not taking her as a wife, he's just completing it. Ayach Isha Mert Yavam Nami. So then why don't we say the same thing? Since over here she was a Shomeret Yavam, he should be able to complete it, because he's not beginning now the Ishut. Says the Gemara, because Isha is not a Yavama. Somebody who sleeps with someone's Yavama, is he chayav for Eishas Ish? Absolutely not. He's chayav on an Yisramav of Lotiya Eishat HaMet HaFutza. But you see from there clearly that there's no din of Eishat Ish. So you can't call such a woman an Isha. As a matter of fact, you look in the Pasuk, Yavama Yavoa Leha, and only then does it say Lukachalo Leisha. So that it's until the Yavama Yavoa Leha, the state of Shomeret Yavam does not create Yishut. Obviously, the Ma'amar, the Rabbanan, does not create an Yishut that's going to be included in the Pasuk in the Torah. So therefore, there's no reason why we should apply this to the Shomeret Yavam. The special Diyuk in the Pasuk is only in terms of Erisin. Now, note a very interesting thing. In the introduction of the Mishnah, when it talks about the theoretical case, it talks about Yireset Almanah v'nitmana. Nitmana liyot Kohen Gadol. But then it brings a ma'aseh of Yehoshua ben Gamla, And it doesn't say v'nitmanav liot kohen gadol. It says uminahu hamelech liot kohen gadol. Now surely that's significant. Asks the Gemara, so wait a minute now. How do we explain that? Mino. The king was moneh him, but nitmaneh lo. He was never appointed. So there was no, somebody went out to appoint, but there was no passive acceptance of having been appointed. So clearly something is wrong. We will not use the active form in terms of a person who does something when we're talking about something that is achieved in a way that includes others. Omar Rav Yosef Kater Kachazinacha. I plot. I see a plot. And indeed he's right. The Omar Rav Asi Takava the Dinri either they marta by Pitus Liani Malka, Adamukilo Yoshua Ben Gamlo Bakani Ravravi. Indeed, Martha Bat Baitos, who was a fabulous millionaires. Well, nowadays everybody's a millionaire. In our terms, you know, it's only billionaires. So she brought in a whole pile of gold to Yanai so that he should make Yoshua Ben Gamla the Kohen Gadol. And that's a plot. Rashi says it's a plot. It's called Kesher Reshaim. When we talk about, I see a plot, that word katir is used in the sense of kesher shalashayim, which is a very interesting thing because, as Tosis points out, I mean, what? I mean, isn't he a good guy? Lechor is a very good guy, no? I mean, Yeshua ben Gamla, the tops of the tops. He was the one who saved Tera and Klal Yisrael. Why is that a kesher shalashayim? So elsewhere, Tosis says that this is not the same Yeshua ben Gamla, maybe. Or, this is Yoshua ben Gamla, but there were others that were greater than him, that were more royally Yoshua ben Gamla, even though he's very great. And therefore it's called Kesher Shav. It's very interesting to know Halacha L'maaseh, because some learn, there was historically probably the greatest takona that was ever made in the past, 500 years, was a takona that was signed by Mamish, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of every single Rav and Gadol B'Torah and so on, about 400 years ago, making a cherem against anybody who would pay money for a position, or for having somebody pay money for him, or would accept a position for which influence or money was paid, and so on and so forth. Okay, so it happened that some centuries later, the Gezerah was nishtakachat, and people, and even good people would take positions where influence had been used. Balabatim, a rich Balabatim, would go ahead and pay money to the shul, and they want their rav, and so on and so forth. So they reinstituted the takana. Fine. So then the shaila was, how about the rabbonim that were currently being mishamish, who had been appointed Shalokadin, because the first Takana said you're not allowed to stand up for them, you're not allowed to honor them, they don't have a din of Rabbanim, and so on and so forth. So what about those who had already been Nisman, who were Roy for the Rabbanim? But the Takana was no longer accepted in the Kol Yisrael, even though it had said originally L'dayre Dayres until the Urim Betumim is reworking again, and so on. So there was a big machlokes. The Bach actually brings a riot from the sugya. Yoshua ben Gamla was a great man, and yet we call it Kesher Rishayim. So you see that, unless you learn like the Taisus, indeed he wasn't right for the position. But like this, you could say, no, the Gemara's talking about he was right for the position. And the Mishnah nonetheless is saying, Minohu. We never call a Minohu in which somebody pulled strings. That's what we know, it's active, instead of passive. Nitmana, we never call him, anything but a Kesher Rishayim, even if it's Yoshua ben Gamla. It's an amazing, amazing song.
It happened with Brandeis. That's how they got Brandeis. The rich Jew, he got somehow, is he a kosher dying? He was considered one of the greatest.
Sure.
Supreme
Court. Kohen Gadol Shemet. What about a Kohen Gadol who dies now? So Achiv, Shemet Achiv, I mean, sorry, the brother of the Kohen Gadol dies now. So he, generally speaking, when his brother dies, the woman that falls to him would be an almana. So what would he do? He would be Choleitz below me, Aben. He does Choleitz and not even. So, wait a minute, that's, why is that true? Kapazik Vatani, you're saying under any circumstances, whether his brother died, Lo Shlam and Erosim, Lo Shlam and Anisui. I mean, I understand his brother died after having consummated marriage. So then, okay, now he's not allowed to marry this woman for two reasons. First of all, she's an almana, which is a lav. Secondly, she's a ba'ula, which is an asay. Ah, so therefore the mitzvah of yibum, which is a mitzvah asay, is not docha lot asay ve'asay. But how about if this woman is still a bitula, so that her, his brother had given kiddushin and then he dropped dead? So now she's an almana. Okay, so it's an isula, but she's not a ba'ula, she's still a bitula. So why don't we say yavo esay of the chiyuv of yibum midocha lot asay of not taking an almana? So bishleim minan nisuin, it's an asay v'lot asayu. Okay, obviously in asay doche lot asay v'asay. But if she is, the brother died min erusin, yavo asay of yibum v'yitched lot asay of almana lo yigach. Gizerah bi'arishonah u'bi'ashni. As we said earlier, that's very true. The Mishnah is not a diraisa. The Mishnah, that is to say, the part of the Mishnah which is across the board. Part of the Mishnah that's talking about Mina Erosin is indeed a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, because even though there's a mitzvah in the first act of Yibum, there's no mitzvah in continuing to keep her as a wife. And we're afraid that indeed the Kohen will continue to live with her as a wife, and over there he'll be over constantly on Almana, which of course is Chal all the time. That would never be Batal. Oh, that's true. So the Chiddush, indeed, and that they say, what's the Chiddush over here? Choleitz v'lo mi'abem. Tosus asks, that didn't say that before. So Tosus answers what Aaron just says, that you might have thought that it's a bizoyan to the Kohen Gadol to have her spit in front of him. So therefore, he shouldn't do Choleitz because of the covet of the Kohuna. Kamash v'lan Choleitz. That's the Kiddush. Not that he's not Miyabin, but we really saw that earlier.
So, Heidegger Mishnah.
Kohen had yod lo yisa ailonit, elin ken yishlui shavuvani. Now, this is very strange because it's nothing to do with the Kohen had yod. I mean, nobody should marry an ailonit unless they have children. The Gemara is going to ask us. But in any event, we've gone now from the dinim of the Kohen Gadol, we start dinim of the Kohen had yod. So Kohen Edyot should not marry an Ilonit unless he has another wife and children, or children, or at least that he could still be Mekayim Piri of a Rivian. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Alpi Sheyesh Lo Isha Uvanim, even though he may have another wife, even though he has children, Lo Yisa Ilonit, because for a Kohen, an Ilonit is the reference to the Zonah that the Torah refers to, Amorah B'Torah, and that's a Darga for a Kohen, which of course is the reason that it says Kohen Adyot over here instead of just the Yisroel, because Rabbi Yehuda Shita is unique to the Kohuna. V'chachomim omrim, ein zona ele giyoret v'mishukheret v'shinivala v'ilatzimut. We certainly would not call a woman a zona because she's an Ilonit. Only someone who was midgayer, because in general we view the goyim as being mufkarim in terms of znut. So by definition, that's a zona. Or someone who was nivelet bilat znus. Now Rashi says over here bilat znus means someone that is asurala to apostle law, which means even chayvei lavim. Tosfos points out that that doesn't make sense at all, because we saw earlier that only someone who was nivelet the chayvei kritut. Okay, this is a machlokas, a long standing machlokas over here. Rashi keeps bringing apostle. Tosfos keeps insisting that it's only, which we'll get to when we get into the Protei Dinim of Zona. Omar Lei, Rej Geluse L'Ravuna. I don't understand this mission. Don't marry an islandess. Why? My time, Mishum Piri of Arivia, right? I mean, isn't that the whole idea? You're supposed to be able to have children. So, a Piri of Arivia, Kohanim Mudim Afkideh, Yisrael Lom Afkideh. What do you mean a Kohen shouldn't marry a woman that is sterile? I mean, what does that have to do with a Kohen? Kohanim aren't the only people that are chayiv in the period of Arivia. Everybody's chayiv in the period of Arivia. Yisrael alone is today. What, you're telling me Yisrael is not chayiv in the period of Arivia? Omarlei, mishum dekaboy lemis b'seifa. That's because the end of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yudah Eimer, afal pish yesh lo ish avanim, lo yisa ilonit shizona amurabah Torah. Now, obviously, that only has impact on Kohanim. The Azona Kohanim would have befacted, Yisrael would have befacted. So therefore, this is a Mishnah that's coming here in the context of Dinim of the Kohanim, which is why we bring it here. And because of Rabbi Yehuda, Mishumachi, Katari Kohen, because that's the main reason that it's here. Omer of my time in the Rabbi Yehuda, where does Rabbi Yehuda get the idea that an islandist should have a din of a zona? It's weird. Because, he says, Diftiv, it says, V'yachlu v'lo yizbau, kiznu v'lo yifrotsu, ki et Hashem azvu lishmor. What does that mean? The novi is makala. Eat and have no satisfaction. And then instead of saying, sleep with women and have no children, it says, he's new, below your throats. So we see that a bia that is not for purposes that are meaningful, because Hashem Azavu, is viewed as nus. So what's this guy choosing an island is for, that he can't reproduce with? That's called he's new. So in the darga of a Kohen, in Avinami, that's considered to be a bilad znus. Of course, a ketana, which we're talking about earlier, that's not a problem, because as Tosis points out, she's ultimately for purposes of lifrots, ufarats, the yama of a kedma, it's a lesson of reproduction. Here too.
What about a
yoko and gadol in it? There's a lot of discussion about why is it that that's not considered to be easy. Good. Tanya Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Kohen lo yisata ktana. Now that doesn't follow this, as I just pointed out, because a ketana is included in pirtza, ultimately. So why not? But a ketana, for some reason it says over here, that according to Rebbe Eliezer, he can't marry ketana either. So Rav Chisda said to Rabbah, you better go figure out what this is all about, because I know Rav Huna plans to ask you about it tonight, and you don't want to be caught. So spend the day figuring it out. So I'm like Rav Chisda, Rabbah, poka yenba. Rav Huna's going to be asking questions tonight, and you're going to get this question. First case of cheating. In the
first reported.
Well, actually, we had this before. So he goes out to try to figure out what would the Svara be of Rebbe Eliezer. So first he came up with the idea like this, that maybe Rebbe Eliezer holds like Rebbe Meir, and Rebbe Eliezer also holds like Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, what do I mean? Rebbe Eliezer holds like Rebbe Meir, who holds the Chayei Shelem Yuta. He holds that you always have to be afraid of even a small statistical chance and incorporate it in halacha. And he also holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that an island is a zayna. So therefore, put the two together, and what do we get? A ketana, there's a small chance that she's sterile, in which case she's not included in the din of pirutz. But then if she's new, she comes as zona. So how is he allowed to marry her? That must be it. Yeah. Must be it, except for two small problems. We can prove that Rabbi Eliezer holds of neither Rabbi Meir, or of Rabbi Elazar, so of Rabbi Yehuda. Where do we see this? Ask the Gemara. First of all, he obviously does not hold the Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir means Savar La Vatanya. Katanu Tana Lo Chotzi Velo Biyabim Divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that a katan and a ketana cannot do chalitza and cannot do yivun. So the Chachomim said to Rabbi Meir, okay. Yofa Marta Shein Cholzid, I understand why they can't do Chalitza. Because it says over there, Mloyach Potsa Ish, Lakachat et Yevim To. So over there, fine, it's a din in Ish. The whole din of Chalitza is introduced with a din of Ish. And I understand that that Potsuk continues for Alta Yevim To Ashara. So therefore, the Torah is comparing the Isha to the Ish. So you need to have a Gedela, and you need to have a Godel, that achieve chalitza. But where does the Torah demand an ish for yibum? Or malei katan shamayim say saris. How about if the kid turns out to be sterile when he grows up? So then that would mean that right now he's already, there's no chiyuv of yibum. Because there has to be, we saw earlier, there has to be la'akim shem la'achiv, prat lezu, where it's already, there's no way to do it. And how about the woman? The woman may turn out to be an islandite. If she turns out to be an islandite, so then it's not possible for her either to be included in yibum. In which case, it would turn out that then they would be sleeping with an erva because there was an Eishes Hach. Therefore, we cannot allow it. Vitanya, kitana mityabemet ve'ina choletzet divrei Rebbe Eliezer. Ah! Rebbe Eliezer says beferish that he does not hold of Rebbe Meir. Because he says that when a katana falls to yibum, albeit it's not possible to do chalitza because there it says ish, but she's mityabemet. And I thought Ravuna, the answer to Ravuna, Rabba was going to give, was that he holds like Rabbi Meir. Well, he says, prefer shouldn't hold the Rabbi Meir. So this is obviously not Chash Lemiyuta. He does not think that maybe the Ketana is an islandist. So scratch that half of your turrets. Okay? Now let's scratch the other half. The other half was that he holds a Rabbi Yehuda, and that a bia that's not the shame, Pirut, is called biaznos, but that's absolutely not true. Let's continue. To Rabbi Yehuda, misarvalo. Does he indeed hold the Rabbi Yehuda? Vatanya, zona. Zona kishma, divi Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds a very fascinating shita of what a zona means. He says a zona means exactly what the name implies. A woman who left her husband to go to somebody else. That's an eshet ish. That's the case of zona, not the other cases. Rabbi Akiva says a zona is someone who is mufkeret. So that means that she might be a pnuya, but she's a dedicated prostitute. That's called a zona, not that she happened to have slept with someone by yisur. She's a professional prostitute. That's what Rabbi Akiva holds. Reb Matya ben Charash omer, afilo alar ba'alala ashkota u'ba'ala abadera asa azona. Even if it is a smaller iser, in which the husband now is not allowed to sleep with her because under their way to Yerushalayim to drink the mesota, and he sleeps with her, he wasn't allowed to sleep with her, that's also considered to be a zona. Reb Yudah omer, zona is an islandist. Chachomim omer, like in our Mishnah, Ein zona ela giyoret u'mishuchveret v'nishiviniv Allah bilat znut. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer panui abala panuya shalola shomishut asa zona. So how can we think that the din over here is based on Rabbi Eliezer holding like Rabbi Meir, which he doesn't, and like Rabbi Yehuda, which he obviously doesn't, he says himself it's a din in Eshet Ish. Obviously, you're wrong on both counts, so you better get back to the drawing board, because this is not going to go over too well. This, obviously, the last one is Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Eliezer. El Omer Avada Barava Hocha B'Kohen Gadol Askinan. We're talking over here, not about a Kohen. I'm going to Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol's got a problem. Because since she's a ketana, when's he going to end up taking her really as a kinyan? The kinyan will only be chal when she becomes a gedola, but at that point she's going to be a baula, and therefore he should not marry a ketana. Oi, Rav, I heard this crash. God help us, these people. They make your heart melt from misery, their stupidity. It's like, how can anybody be so dumb? I didn't eat the kacha avua, for heaven's sakes. We're talking about a katana that the father accepted kedusha. So then he was taking her from then. It's talking about what? She doesn't have a father. So there is a machlokas. What's the matter with you? If somebody would argue about the fact that a Kohen Gadol can't take a woman that's going to be a ba'ula at the time that it makes a kinyan d'oraisa. That should be the machlokas between Rebbe. Oh, please. So either kachar v'mayishai to the current law, either kachar nafshan. What are you saying, Rebbe Eliezer? Not the Rabbanan. Any idiot would say that. Of course he can't do that because of the time that he makes the kinyan d'oraisa. She's a ba'ula. So please, that's not the pshat. Let me tell you the pshat. Alom Aram. Li'ayla mekoyin head yod. It's a completely different issue. It's talking about any kohen. What makes you think he's a kohen gadol? We're in the middle of the show, you're kohen head yod. V'chayshin and shema titpate alav. The problem is that since she's a ketana, she doesn't really have that power of will to withstand seduction. And therefore, we're afraid if he goes and he marries a ketana, she's going to end up being asura on him because people are going to seduce her. If that's the case, it's nothing to do with a kohen. Then it's true about even a Yisrael. So why does it say over here, Saniyachi Yisrael Nami? No. A ketana who is seduced is viewed as a rape because of the very fact that her mind is not mature enough to resist seduction. So because of that, on a Yisrael wouldn't be Asura, because Yisrael's wife was raped, is not Asura. But on a Kohen, even though it's a rape, she is Asura. Therefore, Kohen should marry Ketana. Very simple. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says that doesn't work, because to be Cheshish that she's going to be seduced, it doesn't make sense to me. I say it is indeed going on a Kohen Gadol. Vaitano, Bitana, Bitula. It says the Kohen is supposed to marry a Bitula. Yoho, Kitana, you might think that that means even a Kitana. Talmud Lomar, Vahu Isha. So it means that she has to take an Isha. So Isha, Yoho, Bogeret. Talmud Lomar, Bitula. She has to be complete Bitula. Ha, Ketzad, Yatstam, Michal Katnut, Lechal Bagut Lobata. Which means that he shouldn't marry a katana, because the Torah says the Kohen Gadol is supposed to marry an Isha. Simple as that. Reb Nachum Yitzchak says it's haitana, the Tanya. Bitula, ein bitula elad na'ara. Very simple. This Tana learns it out from Rivka. Rechenu Omer, v'hana'ara, tovat mara, ma'od. Bitula. So you see that a Nara is the Bitula that we're referring to. Tosafot says, I thought she was only 3 years old. And that's a steer to the whole, he brings the whole Seder Elam. That proves that Rivka was three. So then how could it say over here she's a Nara? He does makes the whole Cheshbon to show that she was actually the other Cheshbon works out she's 14. Anyway, he says it's Midrashot Chalukot. So it's not so partial.
Main thing is that the word Nara is...
Nara means literally Nara, but if in the context it couldn't mean a Nara, it would be pretty hard to learn out from.
Called Esther, I think, a Nara.
She might be 80. Rebbe Lazar Omer. Ponui haba ala pnuya, shalom ha-shem mishur ha-sa'azot. Om Rav Amram, as we saw earlier, in halakha Rebbe Lazar, we don't paskin like this, and promiscuity is not called znut. Unless she's dedicated to it, as we saw already, put the one shita. So then she becomes a zona.
So,
the Heilige Mishnah. What is the meaning of being able to be mevatel b'pir yavrivya, meaning that you are already yaitse the shear that is necessary for pir yavrivya? Two males. Beit Hillel omrim? No, male and a female. We'll see that. I mean, we won't get into this today, but we'll see that there's a big machlokes in Shonim whether each of these shitot is dafka or whether they're saying even against the other shitot. Like, in other words, either that Beit Shammai is dafka, Shnei Zacharim, and Beit Hillel say no, even a Zachar Nekeva, or Beit Hillel is dafka, Zachar Nekeva, and Beit Hillel is Beit Shammai saying no, even Shnei Zacharim. Or whether they're both daft. Okay, there's many approaches here. But in any event, it says over here, Yesh lo banim, mi piriya v'rivya batel. It says over here, it could be mevatel, mi piriya v'rivya. But you cannot be mitpatel from an isha. You have to get married so that even if he had a wife, he no longer has a wife, but he has children, he's mechuyev to take another wife. מסייל רב נחמן משמול יומר אף על פי שיש לו אדם כמה בנים אסור לעמוד בלא אישה שנאמר לא טוב היות האדם לבדו even if he's Mekayim Pirivirivi already he still has to have a wife Ikeri Amri others are Medayik just the opposite since it doesn't say over here lo yisa adam isha she'ena bat banim elin ke yesh lo banim it only talks about lo yivatel mipiriyavirivya so on the contrary it's mashman and mishra we don't care about that part the woman part we don't care about so that means that indeed you can go without the isha so some say that that's the diak over here ikeri Amri ha yesh lo banim But tell me, period, if you're but tell me, Ishakis didn't say anything about needing to be with the wife. Name it David Yufta Rav Nachman. So shall we say that from here Rav Nachman is shown to be wrong? Oh, Mashmuel, no. That's not that he's wrong. What it means is over here, the Mishnah did not want to say the fiyav of Nisiyat Isha without Banim, because it's talking about over here the Nosei Isha in terms of Mechirat Sefer Torah. It says elsewhere that a person should sell a Sefer Torah in order to marry a woman. If that's what it takes, it needs the money to sell a Sefer Torah. So in order to be included within that halacha, that's only true if you're going to be marrying a woman, we're in Lobanim. That doesn't mean, though, that there's no din of marrying a woman at all. It could be there is a fee, but not in terms of the din of Mechirat Sefer Torah. That's the point. So Amar Shmuel lo ein lo banim no se isha bat banim yesh lo banim no se isha the lav bat banim and after minim in kor sefer Torah b'shvil banim the issue over here is that there's two ways of understanding this Tesis brings another job the issue over here is not whether you need a wife the Gemara is simply the Mishnah is simply pointing out What type of wife? So in other words, to deal with the banim, if you already had banim, so then no seisha, but you'd be no seisha even. That isn't ruya to have children. Otherwise, you'd have to be no seisha. That is ruya. The nafkamina would be to sell a sefer Torah to get the type of woman that you need lefi your chiyavs. If your chiyav would be to have an isha that is shayecha to banim, so then that's what you would have to sell the sefer Torah for. That's possible. The Re says that it could be that really there's a mitzvah always to be Nosi Anisha that's Bat Panim. The only point is that if you need to sell the Sefer Torah, so then you don't sell the Sefer Torah for a woman if you already have another woman to sell it for a woman that it's possible to be part of a Rav from also if you already became a mitzvah. So there would be two ways of understanding. Either that the nafkamina is directly in whether there's bechlal afiyah, or whether the nafkamina is in terms of the din of the siyas isha for mechira sefer Torah. Now, because